Our North Shore football coverage continues now with John Cadigan, head football coach at Winthrop High School. They're playing Revere on Thanksgiving Day. And John, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me back, Bill.
All right, you guys. Before I get to the Revere game, I want to talk to you about closing out the regular season. You were in the playoffs. You played Fairhaven. That's the team that is in the D6 Super Bowl final against Salem High. But you also closed out your season with, at least going into Thanksgiving, with a win over North Reading. Let's go right there. That was a nice win for you guys because North Reading's a two-time Super Bowl appearance kind of team, and I know they lost a lot from last year's team, but they put it together this year, so that was a nice win for you guys, I guess, to close out prior to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't think you ever want to be in that game. You know, you obviously want to keep being in the playoffs. But our goal for that game was to try and find the best opponent available. And, you know, North Reading was clearly the best opponent available. The week before, they had beaten Bishop Fenwick, who obviously has been a power on the North Shore for, you know, a long time. It was a very good win for us. They came into the game 6-3. And again, like I said, just beat Bishop Fenwick, which is always a top-notch program. And I thought we played a pretty complete game in terms of, you know, very good on offense, obviously, and made the stops that we needed to on defense, and then rounded out with pretty solid special teams for that game.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. So tell us now, before I get into your team, I want to talk to you, have you tell us more about your players and team in a moment, but Fairhaven. Now, you played Fairhaven in the playoffs, 35-21 loss to Fairhaven. This is the team that's in the finals against Salem the following week or so here in the Super Bowl in D6. What can you tell us about Fairhaven? Of course, Salem, a team that you guys won to close out the season, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. The last 3 years, we have played every Division VI Super Bowl winner. You know, it's interesting, obviously, playing Salem and Fairhaven this year. Fairhaven's a tough matchup for, I think, anybody, just in terms of the offense they run. They're a triple option team, which in the day and age of spread offenses, you don't see this offense very often, you know. It's very tough during the week to prepare for it in terms of your scout team and mimicking their offense. So it takes you a little while during the game to get into it and, you know, adjust to the speed. And that's not even including how, you know, how good of players they are. Their fullback, Justin Marcus, is 6'1 and 220 pounds, and he's all of 6'1 and 220 pounds. you know, it's very similar to what Saugus used to run for an offense about, you know, for a good 10-year stretch. You know, you don't see it very often, and again, it's one of those things where the quicker you can get adjusted to it, the better off you're going to be. But it's definitely easier said than done, and an extremely well coached team. You know,
let me ask you about that. You said getting adjusted to it. So that, are you saying that the game starts, you play a quarter, and you're better adjusted to it in the second and third quarter? That all makes sense, but is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's extremely tough to simulate what they do at full speed, you know. And you know, when you look at your scout team, and your scout team is usually made up of, you know, freshmen and sophomores, so it's tough to get that look. And I think for me, going into that game, it was, you know, trying to settle down, you know, and it usually takes you about a quarter to settle down to get used to the offense. I think during that game, you know, after about the first quarter and into the second quarter, I realized that it was going to be one of those situations where it was, you know, we were going to have a tough time stopping them. So in my mind, it was going to be whoever had the ball last kind of deal. And they got a stop in the third quarter, and that kind of gave them the two-touchdown advantage. And, you know, we made it a one-touchdown game in the fourth quarter, but they had the ball and, you know, just couldn't stop them. So, but I think, you know, Salem's in the same situation in terms of Salem's an extremely tough offense to stop. So, You know, I think Fairhaven has their work cut out for them in that aspect of it. You know, I think you got two very explosive offenses, and you know, it's going to be a good game to watch. You know,
absolutely. No, I think those are great insights. You know, John, I loved. You know, I think I saw you guys four times this year, and of course, you have mixed feelings seeing me show up at your games. But I think we're 500 together, if I'm not mistaken. So that's not great, to be quite honest with you, is it?
No, we don't want to be 500.
No, we don't want to see you anymore. I get that, but on the other hand, I loved your team. I mean, you guys played hard. The night you knocked off Salem, you guys got it done. I mean, it was a crazy. It was not a crazy game, but you guys just played tough football, and that's how you guys play. I mean, big plays, big stops, and that was your kind of MO a lot during this year.
Yeah, you know, I've told you before, I felt like we had a really good team. Obviously, we're explosive. And I think playing the schedule that we played this year, the numbers bear it out. I think we had the second toughest schedule in Division VI. And at the end of the day, we had four losses, but all four of those losses were to playoff teams. So, I mean, you know, we played a tough schedule. Would I have liked to have, you know, gone further in the playoffs and see, you know, with this team, of course, but, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes. But again, I do like my team. A good group of kids, very smart football team in a sense of they're very good in the classroom. And, you know, very proud of that as well.
John, tell our listeners now who may not have heard you before on our programs, but tell our listeners about your team. So give us an overview of some of your key players, guys that you're going to be counting on Thanksgiving at Revere.
I think the first guy that kind of jumps off, you know, all the time is Nick Capuccio. You know, Nick's a junior running back for us. He's one of the most explosive players, I think, in the North Shore and really in Division VI. You know, he's a big play waiting to happen. And he's done it in big games, you know, obviously that's the touchdown against Salem to win it, but he also had another big touchdown run in that game. He had two touchdown catches in the Fairhaven game. So, you know, Nick's obviously the first guy that steps, you know, comes to mind. I think our offensive line, you know, Ryan Harris, Alessio Marcoccio, Vasily Theotis, Matt Reardon, Donovan Cassidy, Dan Tomai, and Evan Rockefeller. They're a senior-laden group, and they're very experienced. So I think anytime you have a running back that can do the kind of things that Nick does, he needs a hole. And that group has really been just tremendous all year long in terms of opening up, you know, little holes here and there. Then I think you look at George Galoris and Robert Rich. George is one of our running backs, and Robert's one of our fullbacks. Again, two seniors. You know, Robert Rich had the big touchdown run against Swampscott, and George has been a very steady running back to complement Nick. You know, so our skill guys are really kind of what make us go and leaning on our offensive line.
Yeah, John, one of my favorite moments of the year was interviewing Nick Capuccio after the game with Nick Giannino over the Salem News, and he had thrown that halfback option touchdown pass against Salem that you just alluded to, but you also reminded him that he also threw another touchdown pass in that game as an interception to Salem. That was kind of a great moment, but obviously coming out of a win that night, it was a fun moment.
Yeah, it's a lot funnier when you win.
Exactly. A lot of laughs, you're right. All right, let me wrap it up, Coach. Revere, what can you tell us? How do you see the Thanksgiving matchup with Revere? And, you know, how do the X's and O's kind of break down here this year?
I think Revere is one of the hottest teams, you know, around right now. You know, they started out kind of slow. They were 0-5 to start. And now they've won four out of the last five, and I think they're really rounding into the team that, you know, they probably thought they were going to be during the year. You know, it's a rivalry game, obviously, and, you know, you throw the records out the window. I think they mirror us in a way. You know, I think they have a talented group of skill guys, you know, in what they do. And it's a very similar offense to what we do. So, you know, you're kind of watching them on film, and it sometimes it looks just like the stuff that you're doing. So it's a little bit easier this week to simulate that in practice. But again, you know, their jet sweep and their belly play, and they've run those plays for, it seems, you know, 20 years now. They run it as good as anybody. So it's certainly going to be a challenge, as it always is on Thanksgiving. You know, our guys are certainly looking forward to it, as the whole town is. You know, and they're a well-coached team. You know, you don't win 4 out of 5 just by chance, especially going 0-5 to start. You know, they very easily could have wrapped it up and called it a day, but Coach Tricatelli obviously got them ready to go the last 5 games.
Yeah, no, you're right. And, you know, I was watching those scores earlier in the year, and I'm thinking, wow, this is not like Revere. And then they closed it out so strong, as you pointed out. So you're absolutely right about that. Yeah, they finished out pretty strong this year, which is, you know, teams do that. But, you know, that was a good finish for them, I guess. John, anything else you want to share with us about Winthrop football or the season this year or anything else happening?
You know, just we're excited for this game. It's just a big deal, and I know it's a big deal for, you know, a lot of towns and so on and so forth. But our kids they'll be ready to go, especially after last year, you know, winning the first time in 5 years and bringing the trophy home. It was kind of a big deal and getting over that hump. But this is what makes Massachusetts football, you know, special, is days like this. You know, you get knocked out of the playoffs a couple of weeks ago, and you're feeling down in the dumps, and you always have Thanksgiving to kind of look back on, and that'll make or break your season. So I'm sure it's the same way for those guys over there. So, you know, it should be a great game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, John, thank you so much for your insights on this year's Thanksgiving matchup with Revere, and of course, all your help during the year. We really appreciate it. And so again, thanks so much, and good luck on Thanksgiving.
Thanks again, Bill. And I hope you're not going to Revere this year, right?
Exactly. Right. All right. I'll grant you that one. Maybe Lou Ciccatelli would love me to show up, I guess, at Revere. Like, at least to give him a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, we'd give him a 50-50 chance, absolutely. But, no, in all seriousness, Bill, you do a great job. And, you know, we always appreciate the coverage and what you do for high school sports. So thank you.
No, and you guys have some great kids there, for sure. It was fun covering you guys when I was at those games. So win or lose, you guys are, you know, the kids are great, and that's the way they are. So, John, thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
All right. Absolutely, Bill. Thank you.
Take care. John Cadigan, head football coach, Winthrop High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.